This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado legislature passed two bills yesterday meant to ensure Coloradans can continue accessing certain safety net programs. One of the bills, which requires voter approval, would boost state funding for food assistance. The other would help Medicaid patients continue to use Planned Parenthood services. They're now waiting on Governor Polis's signature. The bills are in response to the new law passed by congressional Republicans that roll back support for food aid and bars Planned Parenthood patients from receiving federal Medicaid reimbursements. New data from the Bureau of Reclamation predicts more dry conditions for the Colorado River. Cynthia Campbell, a water law researcher at Arizona State University, says policymakers have been too focused on managing the river year to year.
We have yet to see any courage in the sense of making choices that will bolster the long-term system reliability.
The seven states that use the Colorado River are in the middle of negotiations about how to use less water in the future. The Colorado State Fair is now underway in Pueblo. 4-H competitors there are showing their sheep, pigs, cows, and other farm animals. Among them is 16-year-old Jadalyn Frazier of Fort Lupton, who's competing in the ranch horse events. She says it's both her and her horse's favorite division.
Just getting to see how excited and how into it he gets, especially on the ranch days, and then seeing how hard he tries for me on everything else.
Agriculture, carnival rides, fried food, and entertainment are on tap at the state fair through Labor Day. Vail Resorts set opening dates for the upcoming ski season at its Colorado properties. Keystone is slated to open first in mid-October. Breckenridge is next on November 7th, followed by Vail Mountain a week later. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.